guided by the principles of equality, independence, integrity, and non-interference. Full diplomatic relations, the Holy See and the Sultanate of Oman. The Holy See and the Sultanate of Oman. Desirous of promoting mutual understanding and further strengthening friendship and cooperation between the Holy See and Oman. Convinced that the establishment of diplomatic relations serves the common interests of the Holy See and Oman. Guided by the principles of sovereign equality, independence, territorial integrity, and non-interference. Have decided to establish, on the basis of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of April 18, 1961, full diplomatic relations at the level of an apostolic nunciature to the Sultanate of Oman and of an embassy to the Holy See. Sultanate of Oman. The Sultanate of Oman, located in the southeastern part of the Arabian Peninsula, borders the United Arab Emirates to the northwest, Saudi Arabia to the west and Yemen to the southwest, and is washed by the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Sea. Administratively, Oman is divided into 11 governorates, mufa, which in turn are divided into 61 provinces, wilaya. The capital is Muscat. On an area of 309,980 square kilometers lives a population of about 4.5 million inhabitants, largely composed of Arabs, but with a significant percentage of foreign workers from other Middle Eastern countries, the Philippines, India, and Pakistan. A British protectorate since 1891, ruled since the 18th century by the Awith Makran El Bisad dynasty, it has been independent since 1971. Institutionally, Oman presents itself as a monarchy, with the sultanal system, headed as of January 11, 2020 by Sultan Haytham bin Riq bin Tamer Awith Makran El Saad. It has a bicameral system with a chamber elected by the people, an advisory council, Majlis al-Shura, consisting of elected representatives with a four-year term, and a council of state, Majlis al-Dawla, consisting of royal appointees. Like almost all countries in the Persian Gulf area, Oman's economy is predominantly focused on the hydrocarbon sector, particularly natural gas.